This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's always good to get Dr. Steve Pachinik on and talk about the waterfront here. We have a guest who's been in the Army and intelligence and is in a private contractor. He got picked up a couple days by the FBI, but was let out. He's getting a lawyer and come back on. And he's saying that Vegas and a bunch of other stuff is deep state things to get at Trump and Civil War things. I just see how the media is using it. But in the 4 or 5 minutes we have left here before I come back and cover a bunch of news, you've got the Air Force caught running this race hoax thing. We've got clear social engineering going on to divide the country. But it's not working, and prosperity's coming back. And you heard that clip earlier of the congressman in Florida basically saying Mueller's trying to engage in some form of legalistic coup. But again, if they indict the president, he's separate. And so it would have to then be an impeachment that would come from that. And that's to overturn an elected president when the person running the investigation is in bed with the Russians. It's beyond any level of hypocrisy I've ever seen, Dr. Pachinik. Where do you see this ending?
I see it ending with Mueller being fired. I see it ending with the head of the FBI once again being fired. I see Jeff Sessions being fired. I see all the weak, compromised individuals around Trump who Bannon pointed out being fired. And I do see Jared possibly getting indicted for collusion and collusive activities. I am not as upset as you are about what's happening, because you have been the spear of what America needs. But you have to remember, none of these people from Boston to Washington to New York have ever been and understood the rural South, Midwest, Texas, or Austin. They have no idea what Austin means. I knew what Austin meant 20 years ago. I knew it would be the focal center of power away from Washington, D.C. So what you see is the devolution of federal power, the fact we don't need an FBI, we don't need Homeland Security, we don't need all these nonsensical, you know, false flags, which had no purpose whatsoever other than to try to justify having a huge bureaucracy, which is worthless. It's just a place where jobs are being handed out. Mueller isn't only the problem. I mean, if you want to talk about Nazi history, where did Mengele get funded? The doctor who supposedly tortured all the Jews. You see, Israel doesn't talk about it. Neither do the American Jews talk about it, because they don't have any idea. But I'll tell you exactly who funded Mengele. Mengele was funded by the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Brothers, Stanford University, and Harvard. Now,
that's right. He was funded by Cold Springs Harbor in New York and to the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. And literally,
now we have never talked. You and I have never talked about the real corrupt institutions where, unfortunately, they're raping our students, and that is the colleges and universities. Cornell University, where I went, the feeding ground for the neocons for 9/11, Wolfowitz, Hadley, all of those guys, Fukuyama, all part of that 9/11 thing. Cornell never wanted to address it. When I addressed Cornell Medical School and said you were sold out after 150 years to a crook, Sandy Weill, they didn't want to address it. The same thing I said about Harvard. You didn't want to address it. Each institution in the Ivy League is so compromised because I've been there and I went through them so fast, not because I'm that smart, but that because they're so incompetent. Even when I went to MIT, I saw the nonsense that was being taught in the guise of engineering and social science. It wasn't an accident. I was trained on the Internet in the 1970s by men like Lucian Pye, Ithiel DeSoto, Ben Kaufman, guys who really cared about America. But one thing was important. They had all served in the military. When you don't serve in our military or you don't serve our country, you do not have the respect of the, or the elan vital that you need to be like you are, Alex. And in effect, you're serving our country. But you don't have to be a military officer to become an elite.
I have one more question if you do a few more minutes. I want to ask you about all the former presidents except for Carter.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and
several big issues here. There is the incredible aged nature of the current globalist elite that basically inherited the technology and the hard work of past generations, parlayed it into global power and their own incredibly fabulous wealth. And then they had to hate America while they were using it and sucking it dry. And they put operatives in who hated America because if you're going to be willing to sell out your own countrymen, well, then you've got to have some type of inherent hatred for them. And so there was a process of people getting more and more extreme in the globalist structure, hating their own cultures, hating their own nationhood, hating their system, because it's hard to get enough sociopaths who'll just do it to be mercenaries. You've got to get enough people that actually hate the country because they believe it. And that's why you get the SJW, liberal, anti-America, anti-Christian, anti-God type brainwashing. Now, there was a photo a few weeks ago of Lady Gaga with 5 of the past presidents and 4 of those presidents the next week. Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and Barack Obama all came out scripted calling President Trump different names. Jimmy Carter said what's happening to the president's wrong, and he's actually doing a pretty good job, and the election was stolen, Hillary stole it. Then you saw Donald Brazil come out and say that and say, hey, Seth Rich was killed politically. We should investigate. This shows civil wars within the power structure. But it shows the disconnect of people still running things that they would think having the unpopular former presidents come out against Trump and that that would somehow hurt him. Then they come out with more fake polls, just like they did during the election. Trump's up at 65%. So, again, what's crazy is to see the old so-called elite, these corrupt folks that hijacked our country and then hated it at the same time, just classic projection, ruling over the nation, running it in the ground. It shows their fundamental disconnect. It's theirs. They had it. Why run it in the ground? I mean, Trump's not even perfect. He doesn't want to run this beautiful horse into the ground. Why not put it out for stud and free the whole planet? Again, it's the pissant, it's what I call privately the chicken you-know-what dimension. The chicken SH you-know-what dimension. I'm coining that term here. It's a private term I've had for years. They just want to screw people over and not have prosperity and weaken the host because they just have such bad instincts. They're just so mentally ill. I don't have a psychiatry degree like Dr. Steve Pachinik. And I haven't run, mental institutions like he has. I just use my own lay terms to describe the false, delusional smugness of a moron like George W. Bush, who looks like an elf that's had a lobotomy. So just in closing, what does it telegraph? Am I wrong or am I right that they think attacking Trump makes them strong, and they think fake polls make them strong, and you really study them, it's true. They're living like a creature that stole something else's shell. They didn't produce the shell. They just moved into the ruins of civilization and then believe they are civilization, but also are threatened by the shininess of the ghost of the Renaissance. They're just losers.
You articulate very well. Let me just say, you picked the right president. I worked with Jimmy Carter. I wasn't always in agreement. The one thing that Jimmy Carter did have, he was a Baptist. He was a Christian, a Christian who believed in the faith. And one other thing he did, the only president of the United States who got rid of 4,000 CIA operatives. I can't tell you how important that is. He got rid of 4,000 of them and said, we don't need them. And guess who he put in? He put the number one admiral at the Naval Academy, Stanfield Turner, who I worked with to be the head of the CIA. And Jimmy Carter is the only president who has made peace in the last 50 years in Israel.
Sure, but my question is, why is he the only one to break with the other presidents in a concerted attack on Trump?
He's a Baptist. Number two, he was highly educated at the Naval Academy. He knew our history. He was governor.
He's a nuclear physicist. He's a nuclear physicist. But what I'm saying is he had his problems, and I didn't. But he was manipulated, I agree. But what does it signify that he basically came out and backed Trump? All the others came out against him.
He understood that the problems of a presidency isn't just about the rhetoric. What did you add? And also, he didn't come out of the CIA. You have Bush Sr., CIA, 1957, not 1971. 57, you have Bush Jr., CIA. You have Obama, what I call the black baby of the CIA. Mother worked in Indonesia. She was an anthropologist who spoke Russian. You have Clinton, CIA. Bill Clinton was reporting to agents and never studied at Oxford University. And he was covered by another CIA operative from Yale called Stroke Talbot. So you have this insidious organization, two of them, the FBI and CIA, that work in the dark and really are not effective for American democracy. What Carter did was to clean out the CIA and literally put it into the military structure, which is what we had hoped to happen here. But I'm hoping, and maybe that's where I'm really angry with, is that we don't continue to go to war. Trump said we won't go to war, and I believe him. We didn't go to war in North Korea, and hopefully we don't go
but
to
he's
war.
But he's being manipulated into it because he's still being ignored by a lot of folks.
Correct.
You're more and more being proven right about Kelly. I mean, you kind of really jumped on me because the news was saying Kelly was...
not only that. Let me explain something. It's not about being right or wrong. You and I will never disagree about that. What we have to understand, it's really the emphasis on this level. In other words, what is important at a particular time? You and I are in the right place. We're both being attacked. You're being attacked. I'm being attacked. There's no question that Google works for the National Geospatial Agency, and that Amazon has contracts from the CIA. What are we talking about? We're talking about another dimension where companies are so big, they override any government institution, so the government institutions become part of that big company. So you have FANG, you have all those Facebooks, Amazon.
And Trump needs to go after Trump needs to go after Facebook, Google, and
yes.
Twitter and these monopolies.
Yes, yes. He has to go after Facebook. He has to go after Bezos.
Let me ask you this. Why are they so arrogant to say, the head of operations for Twitter, don't worry, I censored Alex Jones and Paul Watson at lunch. And he's talking to a congressman going, oh, you saw it too? Yes, they're the top story. Don't worry, sir, we killed it.
It's the arrogance of power and stupidity. These are all spoiled little brats whom I happen to know from Stanford. They all went up 20, 30 years ago and have created nothing but a little bit of one and zero numbers put together, and they've created nothing. You become the target in a way that allows us to attack the others, these people. So when Google...
Of course, it's totally dumb to say on national television we're censoring people in live time because they say a Muslim ran over people with a car. It was true, by the way. I mean, it's just they're crazy.
I understand, but you let them do that. They continue to do that. But see how dangerous it began when Rand Paul, a senator, a doctor, an ophthalmologist, a brilliant man, was attacked, quote, by a neighbor for his belief. I think there's more underneath that. You do not break the ribs of a major senator and get away with it.
And notice, the guy hadn't gotten in trouble. Class 4 felony, that's like jaywalking. I mean, class 4 misdemeanor, excuse me.
I want that man to go to prison, but I also want the head of Google to go to prison because they're manipulating. They have overseas accounts in the Cayman Islands. You want to see how arrogant these guys are? How arrogant our universities are? Go to the Cayman Islands. Go to Bermuda. And you'll see how they avoid taxes.
Absolutely. And they're cornered rats now, and they know they're in trouble. That's why they're so desperate. They're afraid of we the people. Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Great books and info there. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
When we come back, the former president of Facebook admits it is a psych warfare operation to literally depress you and enslave you. You're going to see the video on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the live links to the show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Hills are filled with fire.
Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you.
If they say I never loved you.
You know they were a liar.
You know they are a liar.
Freeway, hills and valleys roll,
midnight alleys roll, cops in cars, the topless bars, never saw a woman,
so alone,
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 motel money. Serious news and clips now. It came out earlier this year when Australian executives of Facebook leaked documents that made major publications, surprisingly enough, that Facebook targets users that they think are alone, lonely, and depressed, and then tries to use computer psychological warfare algorithms to keep them on Facebook, keep them depressed, and sell things to them because they're depressed. Now, I've said that for years. You can see the models of all this. And this headline of the London Guardian, if you understand this, you understand everything. Ex-Facebook president Sean Parker, site made to exploit human vulnerability, to make people depressed, to target children, to target people that are alone. And if you read deeper into the documents, target liberals, make them afraid of conservatives, make them afraid of capitalism, make them afraid of going outside, and then have bots that manage them that are like fake friends that look like real people, and then that'll gather some other real people together to then get in an echo chamber. See, I learned a lot about them, what they would always accuse me of. Jones is an expert in deception. He gets an echo chamber going, and then he wants the dumbest followers, and he targets them, and he tries to make them scared. And I'm like, I'm trying to empower people. I'm trying to get them to take action. I'm trying to build a better world because I'm not exploiting human vulnerability. I'm trying to show you vulnerabilities, and I'm trying to exploit in a good way massive human expansion for myself and my children. The only reason I want wealth is to defeat the enemy that wants to take me down, and so that my children can hopefully be educated and smart enough to exploit the high-tech technologies that don't give up their consciousness but do extend their lives. But death is part of God's overall plan, so I don't want my children to live forever. I want them to live forever through their children, but I've got to be honest. I selfishly don't like having children because someday they've got to die. But I selfishly love them so much and want them to experience consciousness and God's gift that I intend to have more. But I love them so much that it hurts. You know how it hurts. And when I see other children and other people and I see the zombies of the globalists, it hurts me that they're so fallen. Not that I'm so high, but that I am aware of where they are. Then I catch myself like leaning on a cane or taking a lot of drink before you go up to be executed. or like a man takes wine before he has to fight. That they're so absolutely destroyed and fallen. And I'll lean on kind of getting evil sometimes in private life and giggling and snickering at the enemies, how twisted, how hunchback spiritually, how pathetic they are. But then I see that's a human that fell completely. And I catch myself being dominant above them and being awake and being light years ahead of them, even though I'm pathetic compared to God's great consciousness. And I just can't take the break or the enjoyment that we're beating them or that they're pathetic and they're stupid, because there's really no pleasure in that. It's not real. There's a false kind of exultation, invigoration over defeating your enemy or being better than them in their fallen, worldly, flesh-filled, twisted position of a Nancy Pelosi or a John McCain. But then I realize, hey, that zombie creature, that demon-possessed husk, has almost destroyed humanity. So you laugh at that at your own peril, because there's power in the masses of these zombies and the zombie kings like Barack Obama or George W. Bush or a Michael Moore. I mean, these zombie kings, they're dangerous. And their unfeeling soullessness, their lack of empathy, and all their counterfeits they project at us, it's something else entirely. So let me start playing some of these clips. Ex-Facebook president Sean Parker, site made to exploit human vulnerability. Imagine something meant to supercharge human potential. I mean, imagine thinking like that. But what unifies these globalists is they want to exploit stupid people, so they want to make more stupid people, as if that doesn't blow back on them. It's very one-dimensional. But Sean Parker obviously has some soul in that he thinks calling your users dumb effers, oh, our users trust us, they're dumb effers, he thinks that's a bad idea. But see, if you think you're separate from humanity, you're a psychopath like Mark Zuckerberg, you go, I'm totally different from these people. They're not like me. Oh, I'm a god. No, you are a defect cancer cell that thinks it's dominant because it's replicating and taking over. You are not what you claim you are. We're going to play these clips when we come back. And then I'm just going to play clip after clip of a bunch of other big news I've got. And then we're going to go into the fourth hour today with Mike Cernovich hosting and so much more. We concluded the 34-hour live transmission last night at 6 o'clock. But we're live here now 10 hours a day from 8 a.m. until 6 o'clock at night. And we have some other live broadcasts as well. So more than 10 hours a day. And thank you all for your support. The globalists, the big tech companies admit they're censoring us in live time because we told you there was a truck attack last week. And then a prominent imam had warned the mayor about it on Fox News. It was all true. But they, on national television, said that, oh, don't worry, we blocked that story. We're not going to let our viewers see that because, quote, it might upset them. We want you to have a good experience. Talk about gilded blinders.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid
thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi. I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So here's Sean Parker, a couple clips we're going to play, telling us what we already know. But see, Facebook users that are leftist, they think they're part of a winning team. They're part of this big liberal community, and that's how they reach their friends. And the whole thing is there to exploit them and to make them more depressed. And then Facebook runs ads for psychological services, Prozac-type drugs. Google also has similar deals where Google pops up and has psychological surveys meant to induct you in, just like they do in public schools, to being mentally ill, make you depressed, get you inserted into the psychiatric system, and then blow you away. Put them on the grid, let them play for a while, and then blow them away. A nice little computer doctor to suck everything out of you and take your hope and run your life and know everything about you and every piece of food you eat, you name it, your soul, and then let them blow you away. And Sean Parker, some of the early money in Facebook, the guy with Napster, all of it, he comes out and says, God only knows what it's doing to our children's brains. Well, actually, we do know, Mr. Parker. It's lowering attention spans, lowering IQ, creating what I call screen sickness. It's amazing where they're now learning to only communicate through computers to other people. To get to their friends, they communicate through the computer that's watching and tracking them, but then it controls the interactions and becomes the friend itself because it's a human-machine interface with two humans interfacing through a machine. It's like having sex with a robot. But you're talking to your boyfriend while you do it, so you start thinking the robot is your boyfriend. See, they want to make us the machines. They want to make us comply. But Zuckerberg, he's not going to wear the virtual reality goggles. He's going to pose that photo where he walks among his slaves, crouched over their computers wearing goggles. They're in his world now, and they see whatever he wants. Zuckerberg is a god. But you look at him, you just see a creepy psychopath. Okay. We got contacted by Facebook yesterday. I'm not going to get into it yet. But they think we're so stupid. It's so ridiculous. They didn't like what I was saying about old Zook Zook yesterday, and they wanted to stop. I don't think so. Mr. Zookie, Mr. Robot Boy, oh, Mr. Zuckerberg's a front man. You make no mistake about that. But anyways, let's go ahead and go to, let's go to Mr. Parker. Sean Parker might want to try to keep his soul, or at least hedge his bets. Here it is.
That thought process was all about how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible. And that means that we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on a photo or a post or whatever. And that's going to get you to contribute more content, and that's going to get you, you know, more likes and comments. I mean, it's a social validation feedback loop that it's like a, I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. And I think that the inventors, creators, you know, and it's me, it's Mark, it's the, you know, Kevin Systrom at Instagram, it's all of these people, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
Much, much worse than that, of course. But remember now, you've got a decade or more of people totally bathed in this, and you wonder why they look like whacked out zombies and don't care how they look and are totally insane, because they got hit with a psychological warfare weapon. Now, above that, there's another guild of the total zombies above them who kind of get it and go, we don't care, we've been screwed over, we like it, we're going to screw you over, and then they try to mimic the bosses above them. And that's how psychopaths work. So they're not really genetic psychopaths, but they're trying to learn. They're mimicking. I can't believe our users trust us, dumb effers. Because if you're going to hurt people, you might as well have disdain for them, and it's all about him. It's all about me. It's all about Zuckerberg. And he's smart like Google. He hadn't done the super censoring yet. Like Twitter is just all out. They don't get they're going to destroy themselves. No. You want to be the last big group that doesn't get hit with antitrust stuff, and then you can censor everybody. You want to be the last. That's the whole plan, the last humanoid merging with the great machine. And then everything else on the planet is just, it'll take like a maybe a week, once you turn nanobots loose to chew everything up and use it for fuel for the big space warp jumps. Because obviously you got to conquer the universe once you've conquered Earth. I mean, yeah, that's the. And by the way, they all write that. The minute they merge with the machine, they're going to turn on the big. The big city constructors they'll have soon. Oh, look, we built this new city blocks in just a month. And it'll be in days, in weeks, in hours. As long as the raw material is delivered up by the driverless cars and the big and the big city printing machine. And then once they merge the machine, they'll try to cut each other off, wipe the others out, and then go, launch operation. Everything. In days. Whole Earth chewed up, fed in. Blast off. And incoming. AI, psychopath-driven consciousness coming into the universe. And, I mean, that's obviously Satan's plan. He don't think he's tried this before, think a few times. So, and what's crazy is, I'd have dreams about this 20, 30 years ago, 25 years ago. And I thought, man, these would be great science fiction books. And then I'm like reading Kurzweil and reading all these, and they're going, this is what we're going to do. And you're like, oh, my God, I jacked into the ether. These guys are, like, unbelievable. But don't you think God that created us would warn us of this 2,000 years ago on the Isle of Patmos, John the Revelator? World government, a mark in your hand to buy and sell, an image of the beast seen everywhere worldwide, everyone watching him talk, television. You want some of what that guy's smoking? In Ezekiel, these big ships land, and the guys have got, it says, blue helmets, crystal helmets on, and they walk over and they go to Ezekiel, they go, take this. And he takes it, falls over, and gets this whole data download. And whether you believe this or not, folks, the whole point is just that it's in Ezekiel. And it's the same thing with John on the Isle of Patmos. And he sees world government. He sees billions dead. He sees Mark of the Beast. And even though we've got that warning, will we listen to it? Because we're a free will universe. I didn't even get to the next clip here. I just cannot ever get to clips. Let's play Sean Parker. Did we play the first clip or the second clip? Yeah, you guys opened your mic. You didn't talk. I'm going to play the second clip. I want to play the first clip. So we're going to go to break and play that clip. Just briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we have limited resources. We don't have the big company store, Amazon, and all their other garbage, and the government giving them no bid contracts to run everything. We just have you funding us, but for every dollar we bring in, it defeats $1 million of their stolen money. So InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping. It's got to end today. Bunch of big specials on our top-selling products. Some of them are loss leaders, the prices they are, especially if you sign up for auto ship, you additional 10% off. So take advantage of that, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But please commit to support the broadcast. Whatever you do, get some of the t-shirts and spread the word. Thank you all for your support. We'll be back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Facebook says they started it to exploit you and use your weaknesses and manipulate your dopamine levels. I mean, imagine if we came up with a program where when you post articles against the globalists or promote human liberty, little stars go, bing, good job, like you won a video game. So that's what they make Facebook like. I mean, you got to like it. You got a friend. It's like you're still in junior high trying to be cool. It's all about arrested development. You don't just think Sean Parker and Mark Zuckerberg and all these guys just suddenly came up with all this. Everything for 100 years, this is all declassified, has been about arresting development, keeping you like a teenager so you feel insecure and never grow up and go, I don't care about Hollywood. I don't care about politicians. I don't care about some guy acting cool. They want to keep you like insecure and nervous and real. I'll be whatever group you say. I'll be liberal. I'll be whatever. It's just like the Christian church has been manipulated to make people all upset and neurotic. It's the same thing. And they just take the grandkids of people and the children of people that were like super anal retentive Christians, you know, that thought going to the bathroom was a sin or whatever, literally, and just it's the new political correctness. And you try to go to them and say, Facebook admits it's trying to keep you poor and stupid and trying to make you depressed. Just like Hillary said in the WikiLeaks, she said, these stupid baristas and liberal scum, I hate them. They're so pathetic. Just look at them. Ugh, crap. You need to keep them in the dark, keep them pathetic. What do we do? Well, our top professor says just expand culture war. And that's what you see. If you don't like Obamacare, you're in the KKK. But we rejected Hillary. I mean, look at the establishment thought they could run a witch in action, a witch in optics. And now they run fake polls against Trump constantly. It's the same BS over and over and over and over again. But remember, for people that still bought the Kool-Aid, for those of us that are awake, it gets more ridiculous. But for those under it, they're like, there's Nazis everywhere. They're killing us. Oh, my gosh. We're all dead. I mean, they are really, the stock market's up. Jobs are coming back. That's not it. Just don't leave her alone. Because they have no power. They live vicariously. I see these news articles they write about me all the time. And they're like tattling on me. They're like make up stuff I didn't do or twist it and go, look, Jones did this. Someone sue him. Someone arrest him. Someone kill him. But they don't ever do it themselves. They always just cry like babies and go, and you want to laugh at them, and I do laugh at them. But it's not funny. They know psychology. They have created these people. And you can go to them and say, here's where they admit they created you. I'd like you to be free. Oh, shut up and stop showing off. Whatever, shut up. So here is another clip. Sean Parker, God only knows what is going to do to our children. Well, they already know what they've done. Disassociative, low IQs, unable to communicate. It's called autism. A lot of it's chemical, but a lot of it's also cultural. It's lack of communication. We are, well, you give babies the bad formula, their brains are a third smaller, they didn't get the love, they were sat in front of a television. They're just receivers, they're not transmitters. They're androids. They're pretty close to soulless. And they've got that mentally ill confidence, though. Defense mechanisms where they're just like, but if you try to give it, then if you try to get them out of it, shut up, I know what I'm doing. I'll play video games all day and I'll repeat jokes I saw on television. And they're just getting them ready when the bioweapon gets released or the chemical weapons of the. They already released the chemical weapons. It's just the binary weapons. So that nobody gets too freaked out, you know, when they beta test and 10% of your country gets killed, and then it's 80% next, and then they're going to kind of get on to, you know, the transmission lines. Then it'll be right to your head and just say, they already have that. They'll be like, we did it. Here's the plan. Come accept total control and plug into the main system or you're dead. It's going to be just like Tron. They're going to be like, here in the central system, childhood's in. You can have steak 5 times a day and do whatever you want, but your consciousness is plugged into this. I'm taking you over. Because you keep asking how the computer is going to become truly conscious in God. Well, it's called Satan. You're going to plug your ass into it. And then we're going to take your body. We're going to burn it up. And we're going to shoot the ashes and the gas into the atmosphere. You see, and then pretend that you never had a soul. Because that's really the trick. Getting the humans from birth to try to fool the soul from birth, well, from the embryonic stage through birth into the matrix to believe that the false system is creation to then give your soul to it in an assembly line fashion. That's really what they're looking for. Oh, look at Zuckerberg. Oh, souls never tasted so good. But it's kind of like the cheesy Pirates of the Caribbean and the Curse of the Black Pearl. You can drink all the wine you want. You can drink all the blood you want. But you're never going to be human, Zucker. You're just a shade for something else to stick its big, ugly, stinky arm into our dimension and try to tear up as much pretty stuff as you can because you know you're ugly and you're stinky and you're a loser. You're a big pile of pus. and you know, we know, and you can't stand it. But I know of the left, the globalists, the Satanists brag. They say, hey, Jones, they even said this in news articles. They go, Jones, you keep trying. We got your kids. We're going to get your guns. yeah. But see, that's just them putting on a face of confidence. They don't really have any emotions. You have to remember that unless they're doing bad things. So it's all a facsimile, okay, because it's fake. Why is Kevin Spacey a good actor playing psychopaths? Because he is an actor. Everything is little affects he's learned to put on to you to try to lure you in, see? But that's all there is. And can you imagine just this dull thing that doesn't know art, literature, culture, God? It's like really cold and freaked out. And all it knows is it seems alive when it's got a 10-year-old bent over crying for mommy. Like the only time, understand this, the only time they're alive is when they're hurting you. So you go, why does everything they do hurt us? Lower IQ, poisonous. Because they're fallen. They only resonate with death and ugliness. They're so happy when they got a toddler hanging up by their toes. Now, let's go ahead and go back to Mr. Parker. Almost, he's enjoying it. Now, we knew and we did it. It's kind of like whenever we saw Gruber on TV going, thank God Americans are so stupid. Thank God they have no attention span. So, and the other professors are going, so, sir, tell us how you lie. You're so sexy. Oh, I'm just like, oh, they're fawning. Here it is.
And then they would say, no. I value my real life interactions. I value the moment. I value presence and I value intimacy. And I would say, well, you're a conscientious objector. That's okay. You don't have to participate, but you know, we'll get you eventually. and like, I don't know if I really understood the consequences of what I was saying. Because the unintended consequences of a network when it grows to a billion or 2 billion people, and it literally changes your relationship with society, each other, with it probably interferes with productivity in weird ways.
It kills you.
God only knows what it's doing to our children's brains. anxiety is a huge problem now.
I'm gonna come back with the rest of this in the next segment. Oh, anxiety is a huge problem when they said by 2020 they'll have half the public on Prozac? I mean, maybe Parker's a good guy, but he's a smart guy. I mean, he obviously knows, right? But maybe that's why he was kicked out of the company he helped create, because he isn't fully committed to total human exterminism when they launch the nanotech revolution takeover that will chew the entire planet up within 2 days when they launch it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.